B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Mussell Show. It's on 97.5 The Fanatic. It is General Knowledge Wednesday, and General Knowledge is presented by Tesla North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox when precision measurements matter. Be sure with Tesla, 5 o'clock hour. Guided door and window brings it to us. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. So there was a story today that surfaced, and not sure what to make of it, actually, but it's a former Sixer team dancer named Yanne Coleman. And she had done a, what did she do? She did a video or she did a post.
I think she had
alleging bullying and threatening and racism and all kinds of things from other team members.
Yes, and what was released was the post of the girl who she accused of bullying using some racially insensitive and profane language.
Yes, that was the video of the girl who
allegedly did the bullying.
Now, I looked at the video. The one who allegedly did the bullying, does she look like a minority? Is she a minority?
I couldn't tell.
Well, anyway, it was disgraceful what she said.
Oh, it was horrific. Grown women need to stop acting.
And so this dancer alleges that she had alerted Sixer management about it, and nothing was done. So I mean, they're investigating it now.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the past or what they did or did not know or how they acted or did not act. But so this was brought to light on the Instagram post of Trey Songz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And he's got a lot of thoughts. So a lot of people saw this.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
there's
yeah.
Millions of followers.
Yes.
His nickname is, again, for people that don't know, actually, Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yeah.
Trey. So a lot of women follow it. I would imagine that's part of the reason why it got to. Trey probably is somehow involved with one of the. With a female involved, that would not be shocking.
Yeah. So this woman, Coleman, says, "I'm just reading from her post here. I was scared to release this because I was bullied and racially targeted by my 76ers NBA teammates at the time. I went to my coach and Sixers organization, crying out for help so many times, and nothing was ever done. They would move my things into the bathroom stall for me to get ready for games. They would make fun of my pictures in a group chat." Talking about my black features and send me videos threatening my safety. I did not want them to run me away from a dream I always wanted to accomplish. So I tried my hardest to remain strong through it all. I went through this for 3 years. When I auditioned for my fourth year, this group of girls called me the night before on the phone saying, "Your bleep bleep will not be coming back." I don't know what to make of this.
It sounds like a mean girls situation, which is just horrific. It's horrific when you go through it when you're young, but when you're an adult and you're treating other adults like this in a professional setting, you need to reevaluate yourself and how you talk to people and how you treat other people. And that just comes from insecurity mostly if you're the woman who's treating other women like that.
That's
my thought on it.
Yeah, everything you said is correct. The Sixers one, we have to acknowledge that the world has changed some, even since 2016, when it comes to mean girl type and bullying in general. I would imagine, one, I need to know who actually knew, because I know one person, a couple people say, "Oh, I reported it," but who did it actually get to?
Yeah.
And what was actually done at the time? And then the other part, I always wonder, even though the video, I would like to hear if that person decided to do it, their side of the story. Was there something that this person who's making the allegations done that we haven't seen that made that girl make that video? I don't necessarily think there is, but I would be interested in what her side was.
Yeah.
Did she do something beforehand. And then she says, I was angry and I said these things because of some legitimate reason. We're not hearing at all what may have provoked it. Maybe it was nothing. I'm just saying.
It's still not right for them to have, like, gang up on her.
Right, but I'm saying that's her word saying I ganged up. I would need to know if you tell the whole team to kiss your butt.
Her talking into the camera saying really mean things, and all the girls on the bus were laughing.
I've seen it's
a mean girl. See, I maybe I'm wrong, but it seems that the makeup of this particular dance team is pretty racially balanced.
Yes.
At least it is. I look at it today.
Oh, yeah.
It certainly is. I don't know what it was back then. And as far as I can tell, they're all beautiful women. So where would the bullying come from? Like, usually it's mean girls is like the it girls versus the Brittany Murphy type from Clueless.
A lot of it, I mean, who knows what it could have started over, but women who do that to other women, they could be relentless and ruthless, and it doesn't serve anybody, and hopefully whoever that girl is, and hopefully she's learned from that and doesn't treat other people like that still.
That girl's no longer on the dance team, right? The girl who was in the video bullying?
I do not think so.
I can't imagine she would be.
I don't mean to be sexist, but in some ways, women can be crueler than men.
Oh, 1,000%.
When it comes to that kind of bullying.
Well, the thing is,
it's women just seem to have a level of viciousness.
Well, yeah.
A man would just stay with it. At some point, they're just going to have a fight.
That's what I was just going to say.
And it's
going
to be over.
Yeah.
With women, I guess, because it doesn't rise to the physical.
They dig in.
The verbal and the emotional
gets worse and worse.
Did you ever see the movie Heathers?
Yes.
Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, that's really good.
Slater.
Uh-huh.
And who am I thinking of? His buddy in it was, I can't think of her name. The actress that was in, she was recently.
Winona Ryder.
Yeah, Winona Ryder. Yeah. Winona Ryder, Christian Slater were the friends.
Yeah. That was
awesome. And he decided to get the Drano. And you watch it, you still can't believe that it's happening. And so it turns into a really dark comedy.
Yeah, because
he actually goes through with it.
Yeah, like that's a wild scene.
It's very bizarre. Yeah. I was shocked when I saw it. Vicente in Lansdowne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vicente.
Hola, amigo, Mikey.
What's up, Vicente? How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I didn't know that you were into Van Morrison as well.
Oh, Tupelo Honey?
Yeah.
You wrap it up in a big paper bag.
I love, I collected all the Van Morrison albums and them. Yes. It starting from Gloria.
Yeah, he had a unique style. Yeah, he had a style about him.
I mean, I have seen this guy for over 12 times.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Look at you, man. You're always ahead of the music curve.
He gave me the autograph in one of my albums. And he just puts my initials. You know, my name is Vincent Morales, so VM. And he just put VM too.
Like, you know, I got to be honest with you. I didn't know he was Northern. I had never heard him talk. I just heard him sing. So he has a brogue when he speaks?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. I never heard him talk. I thought he was an American guy at first.
No, Northern Irish. Well, yeah, I wanted to ask you, as a matter of fact, what is the name of the title of the song that Van Morrison wrote and sang and released in 1989, and then Rod Stewart took it in 1993 on the MTV Unplugged and put it back in on top?
I have no idea, bro. You're ahead. See, that's where you go ahead of me.
Have I told you lately?
Have I told you lately? All right.
Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with gladness.
All right. I don't know that one. I'm sorry. I go Tupelo Honey and Brown Eyed Girl. That's basically where I go with Van.
Come on, Mike.
I'm sorry, man. He has, believe it or not, he has released 41 studio albums.
Correct.
I would have no idea that he did that. Because I only know two of the tunes.
Yes.
All right, man.
I wanted to tell you, because this song talks about you. Because for all the audience, you fill our hearts with gladness, and you take away our sadnesses, sports related, and ease our troubles. That's what you do.
Oh, well, that's nice of you, Vicente.
That's why.
I ain't no Van Morrison, I tell you that.
Okay.
All right. So all right, brother.
I wanted to talk to you about that, you know, Tom Hanks that did that movie with Madonna and said, there's no crying here in baseball. Now, if there's no speeding in baseball allowed anymore.
No speeding in baseball, that's right.
Right. And so, you know, remember Reggie Jackson used to chew the seats of content?
Mm-hmm.
Now, not even the chewing is allowed of the sunflower seeds. They took all that away.
It's going to be tough for baseball players, creatures of habit.
Yeah, how are they going to kill their boredom?
I don't know. It is a boredom killer.
And now they just have to.
I don't know how they're going to figure it out.
How are the pitchers going to throw a speedball? Can you imagine?
Yeah, they're not going to be able to do that. That's for sure. All right, let me give you a general knowledge question. Major League Baseball home run hitters, leaders by year. All right, let's go with this one. 2004, this Texas Ranger hit 48 home runs to lead the league, and he was a Latino.
Right. Alex Rodriguez, Merte Juli.
No, incorrect.
Alex Rodriguez.
No.
Oh my God.
Adrian Beltre.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry, Vicente. He came up small there.
Wow.
Let's go to Pat and Ben Salem. What's up, Pat?
Vincente is awesome. I wanted to take a shot at the Rose at the end. I got a 10-year anniversary next week. So, very nice. Mike, I got a TV show for you. We were talking about Yellowstone the other day. It's two seasons in, and it's only a half hour an episode, so it's easy to catch up. Mr. In-Between. Just Google that or write that down. Mr. In-Between.
Mr. In-Between.
He plays Yes, guy plays like a for hire hitman. It's English, based.
Okay,
but it's a great show. Take my word on that and try it.
Get on Netflix. Is that Netflix deal?
It's one of those
BBC channel.
Paramount.
It's
regular TV.
All right,
it's like a station like that. But look it up.
Okay, I'll check it out. Mr. In Between.
Yeah, and I had a question for you since you're talking 80s basketball. Who would you say you were covering back then? Who would you put down as like your top five or like a few guys that you covered that you just hated? They were just arrogant, no good guys. I'm always interested in the drama behind that.
Well, I was covering colleges back then. So are you looking for pro type players?
You can be either.
You know who was really obnoxiously arrogant was Jalen Rose. He was the best trash talker I'd ever seen. I mean, he was relentless. He would belittle you. Like I just watched him belittle a guy named Byron Houston from Oklahoma State right in front of me. I couldn't believe it. He just ripped the guy apart. He was awesome.
What about a pro that you just hated interviewing or had to interview? Did you ever have to interview any of the pros?
I'd have to think about that. Nothing really pops out at me. But basketball players were usually pretty good. NBA players, baseball players were the worst. Basketball players were fine.
What about Lindros? I heard you earlier when you were saying you'd rather have Forsberg. Did he rub you the wrong way?
No, I never said that. I never said I'd rather have Forsberg. I said I wouldn't rather have Forsberg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would never have abandoned that Lindros era. That was a great era in High Flyers hockey.
Yeah, he was so talented.
All right, man, let me give you a general knowledge question.
All right.
U.S. history for dummies. You got a Rose coming your way, bro. You cannot blow this. Mm-hmm. These are so easy. I can't believe I give you this one.
And your anniversary.
All right, I'm going to give you your anniversary. There's an anniversary Rose coming your way. What country was the primary adversary of the United States during the Cold War?
That's awesome. Russia for the win.
What is it?
Russia.
It's not exactly correct.
USSR.
All right, it's the Soviet Union. I'm going to give it to you, but Russia was the wrong answer.
It's close. It's his anniversary.
Really close. That's what we do now?
It's his anniversary.
If his wife called, fine. It's her anniversary.
He was really excited.
Yeah.
Well, what?
All right, he got it. We're giving it to him.
It's clearly USSR.
Yeah, he jumped at it too quick.
Well, he got excited because he thought he knew it.
Now, that's a national anthem. Even though I don't believe in anything Soviet period or any Russia thing to this day. When they sang that anthem, it felt like it was a good anthem, even though I didn't know the words.
Yeah.
That Soviet anthem I thought was a good anthem.
Yeah. Listen, I back in the Inquirer, when I was covering college, I did cover pros periodically. So I covered Flyers. I covered Phillies. I covered Sixers. I remember Julius Erving being a prince. He was like, you never know what to expect when he's a super duper star and you walk in there and he could have been nicer, that dude.
That's still to this day.
Yeah. I've told you about a couple Flyers that were nasty, which is unusual because they're normally okay. Baseball players were the worst from day one. They were the worst.
Yeah.
And I tell people can't believe the stories about the 93 Phillies because they don't want to believe them. They were evil people.
You should tell them without the names, maybe.
They captivated the populace. There was all this, this group of rapscallion type of dudes and everybody loved them. But you're talking about evil people, except for a couple.
And what's funny is now Lenny Dykstra's the only one who has had his reputation tarnished after the fact. Most of those guys are still locked in that time capsule of being good guys still to this day, except for Lenny.
You see, here's the thing about Lenny, though. He wasn't smart enough to be evil. You have to have a little bit of smarts to be evil. Lenny wasn't evil. I didn't see him as evil.
Right. But he's become a bit of a joke to people.
Yeah, he was just a caricature of a human being,
Even then.
Yes. It was. You didn't see anything real in the guy. But he was just, not smart enough to be evil. But there are some calculating dudes in that locker room. Dan, and I want to sell. Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dan.
Hello, Three Amigos.
Hello, Dan.
Good job. Hey, that was a violation. Russia was definitely the wrong answer, by the way.
Yeah, I know. But see, we did make the mistake of calling it Russia back then.
We did. God knows what we'll call them in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I don't miss sports as much as I thought I would. I just got to throw that out there. I found out there was more to life out there.
Good.
The proverbial smell the flowers, hear the birds, and actually halfway through March and April, I could actually smell the air again since there was nobody traveling.
Awesome. How do you think about it coming back then? So you're not that keen on it?
I'm not real happy with it. I think we're a lax society. It's because of the leadership right on down without wearing a mask.
Okay.
And it's a scary situation, and that's why, looking forward, I think they should just cancel sports for the rest of the year. Now, football, I will miss that tremendously. Tremendously. But, why start something that's going to be canceled anyway, eventually? Chances are.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. I like to see the odds on that in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know what to think. The sports like football and baseball, we'll see. Baseball's a big test here on how they're going to pull this off.
I can only watch so many NASCARs going around making a left. That's kind of.
I got you.
All right. But Ben Simmons, let me tell you, when Magic Johnson and Jason Kidd came in this league, they couldn't hit the ocean standing in the surf. It took time for that to develop.
Yeah, I agree with both those guys. Now Magic learned to shoot that shot put thing that went in a lot, but Ben doesn't attempt it. That's my problem. You got it. I don't understand why it stops him from attempting the shot. It's and that's why I got 2 years worth of this. After two more years.
And I think it'd be all right. Longevity,
I
though, I mean, if you had to keep one, would it be Simmons or Embiid? And to me, it would be Simmons just because of longevity. I think that Embiid, with the weight and the size, is eventually his knee.
I would agree with you on that. I love the game of Simmons. I just want more out of it.
Yeah.
All right, man. So, here's your general knowledge question.
Okay.
For a rose. Title in the lyrics, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, boy.
You're a Sinatra guy, right?
I would have said USSR, by the way.
All right, here we go. Hates California. It's cold and damp. That's why blank, 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 blank.
I live in New York City all year long. I don't know.
hates California. It's cold and damp. That's why. Ba-da-da-da-da.
I reside in California. So, I have no idea on it.
Really? So it rhymes with damp. The last word, it rhymes with damp. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No?
No.
Oh, man. That's why the lady is a tramp.
We've done a duet of that before on the air, Mike. Do
yeah,
you remember?
Yes, we did.
You know, I'm a little concerned.
No, Frank.
Is it possible
no
that
Frankians out there?
That,
no.
Right, that Frank is cold in these streets.
No Franksman.
Well, there's no Franksman.
There's Franksman.
So I wonder if is it going to take another movie to come out that's popular or something to bring him back into the fold. It seems like in the Philadelphia area, the Frank star is fading.
I don't believe that can
yeah,
be
there's,
true.
There's,
well, why can't it be? I mean, he's been going a long time at this point. A whole generation.
We'll probably get to one more Frank question. And this has to be a 100%er.
The last one.
The last one. So we'll finish with a bang.
Okay, good.
610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Yeah, I was saying that based on story by Dr. Sheldon Jacobson saying he expects a 30% to 50% infection rate of the approximately 13,000 players that would compete in FBS this season. And we'll go over that a little closer right now. Let's get our final Twitter poll numbers, which are brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. If you need a new mower, zero turn, or other outdoor power equipment, check out Paul B. Moyer & Sons. They have it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or give them a call. They have safe contactless pickup in Doylestown, PA. Natalie Eganoff.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll, over 1,200 votes on this one. Should unpaid college athletes play during COVID-19? 26% say yes, 74% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. The one thing we didn't talk about today, the NHL, they're going to stay in Canada, it looks like. Two hub cities, Toronto, Edmonton.
Well, that's good because we're in America. We're idiots, so.
Yeah, so that's more of a bubble country for the players.
Yeah, what's funny is European soccer has been back for weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not playing without fans, but they're completing all mm-hmm. kinds of games. They're finished. Somebody clinched the Premier League, the Italian yeah. League, the German League. They're all able to play. But we're so stupid here that we can't get out of our own ways. So now they have to flee the country to complete their season.
Yeah. They say it's going to be cheaper to stage games in Canada. I don't know why that would be, but why would it be cheaper in Canada?
So I don't know.
More access to rinks?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's a totally different setup.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their number one sport.
Apparently, the league was projected to lose more than $1 billion if it didn't play this year. So, yeah, the games in Canada being cheaper is, they say, a minor victory for the league. All right. Well, yeah, the only problem is it makes them more remote. To us, yeah, they're in Canada, they're in Toronto and Edmonton. It's like, and American fans kind of check out.
What?
Maybe not.
No, I'm asking why. Why do you think that would be? I mean, if they're playing in Vegas,
we like to be included. It's like it's got to be part of America. Like hockey is already considered this remote Canadian sport. Now we're taking America out of it and we're placing it in Canada. I don't know. Maybe
that's a possibility. I hadn't thought about it.
I'm just talking about perception. It's like, what the hell? Not America. We're jingoistic like that.
You're probably right. But of course, had we just done some basic things like every other country,
true.
Perhaps we could have had hockey here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go Todd in Philadelphia. Todd, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Todd?
Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Anyway, Frank Sinatra's still number one, Mike. You know that.
Well, I mean, these are, I think, songs that I thought were well known. I don't know.
I don't go home and put Frank on either,
but I know these songs. I'm sorry?
Not doing the rose. Anyway, real quick.
Yes.
Long story short. Frank Robinson, what did Frank Robinson do to Baltimore Orioles? One thing Frank did.
What did Frank Robinson do as a Baltimore Oriole?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. He won an MVP.
He hit the ball out of the ballpark 506 feet.
Did he?
Yes, sir. I wasn't there, but... The
old stadium? What was it called?
Memorial Stadium.
Memorial Stadium?
Yes. 161 feet.
I didn't know that. I knew he won MVP in both leagues.
I knew he managed...
The Orioles for long, and told me personally that he was never going to be the manager that broke Cal Ripken's streak. So you can stop asking about it.
What broke Cal's streak?
Well, at the time he was the manager, and the story was that Cal needed a rest because he was hurting him because keeping with his streak. Yeah. And so people were all asking Frank, "Are you going to give him a day off?" And he go, "I am never going to be the guy that's going to break the streak and bench Cal Ripken." So stop asking about it. I got
Frank said that, right?
Frank said that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he hit the ball out of the old park, Memorial Stadium. Totally out of the park.
That's good stuff, bro.
Yes, sir. Anyway, real quick, Reggie Jackson's story. My father and my brother and myself was at game. Oakland A's were doing batting practice. We got there early. Reggie put me the ball. Still got it. Hard ball. Anyway, for batting practice... Over. Okay, game on. Catfish Hunter versus Jim Palmer. Okay, game two feet, right, Mike? You there?
Yeah, Todd, you gotta get on with this story quickly.
Yeah, okay, two feet. All right, Jackson hits a line drive out of the ballpark. A's win the game. What's more of the story?
I don't know, maybe.
don't count your baseball through the hatch.
All right, I don't know what he's called.
I'm embarrassed.
I don't know what that's called. Was that the guy that called last week about Yankee Stadium and Reggie Jackson?
I believe that voice sounded familiar. Yeah. We love Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
The old stadium, but, you know.
Yeah, the story was a little wordy. Jerome in Sicklerville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Jerome?
All righty. Oh, Reggie Jackson, he went back a ways with that.
Oh, yeah, he goes on.
I'm talking about the Phillies. All of the guys on the team, they all said they're going to participate. Nobody's going to sit out for the Phillies?
Yes.
Okay, because I believe Harper's primed and ready to go to tear the league up, Mike.
I hope he gets off to great starts. That would help. Yes, this is a short season. He gets off to a great start.
Yeah.
I mean, Zach Wheeler's ready to go. He's the one, he's got a baby coming. And, he's got his nice little condo in Center City. He's ready to go, too.
I didn't realize. I heard you talking. They're going to be practicing this week or Friday?
Yeah, Friday they get on the field, apparently.
Wow, that's going to be something to see.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they'll finish, but it'd be something to see.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm impressed with that. One more thing about Simmons. You guys keep talking about, not keep talking about. We basically know he's not going to shoot, but if by some chance he starts shooting and making them, The Sixers could be NBA champs the next 5 years in a row, right?
I think they could be in the running, certainly.
Because Simmons is a...
Yeah, they'd be contenders for that period of time.
I don't care for the not shooting, but I mean, you're right, he is a talented guy. And if you can ever just get him and Embiid on the right track there, Mike,
I got you.
We got something going here.
All right, man, I'm going to give you a general knowledge question because I want you to win a rose.
All right.
It's a general knowledge category, and here's the question. Of the four traditional precious stones, which one is green?
Which one is green? Mm-hmm. Of the precious stones, pearl?
Came out small there. It's the emerald. And, of course, it's... the ruby, the sapphire, and the diamond are the four precious, right?
Yes. Is one of what's your
ruby doesn't get enough love.
I'm a fan of the sapphire.
That's my birthstone.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the sapphire. I'm a big sapphire.
You're November, so I think yours is topaz.
Yeah, which is beer bottle brown. There's no distinction at all.
Emerald is May.
My daughter is February. That's the purple stone.
The amethyst?
Yeah. Amethyst.
What's March?
I know my stones.
What's March? Because I got no idea.
That's yours?
Yeah.
March.
March stone? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know March. Ruby is July because it's my mother.
See, I like a ruby.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby, I think, is an underrated stone.
Yeah, but then you got a rival. You got the garnet, which can pass off as the ruby.
True.
Your stone is the aquamarine.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is. That's distinctive.
It's all right.
What's wrong with it? It's nice. It's a pretty blue.
It's a symbol of youth, health, and hope.
That's exactly what Tyrone is.
There you go. John in Northeast. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Yo, what's up, Mike?
What's up, John?
Yeah, I like when you were talking yesterday about the Lindros acquisition. That was a fun time to be a fan.
It was total fun. It was, like, captivating. The acquisition of him had drama. The fact that he was, like, you can't keep your eyes off him, and he was a flyer. It was. I wouldn't give up that time for anything.
Yeah, the story behind getting him and what it took is just as interesting as his career.
Totally, you know, is. Mean? Yep.
You know the players?
Forsberg, Ricci, and Hextall, and Steve Duchesne.
Chris Simon.
Chris Simon was the Native American fighter.
Yeah.
I remember him.
At least three or four of them won the cup, right?
Yeah.
Two draft picks.
Yeah, it was a big haul.
$15 million in cash.
Yeah.
And then one player the Flyers didn't want to give up by the name of Brind'Amour. Imagine that. But no, like you were saying, I'd do it all again.
They didn't give up Brind'Amour. No, Brind'Amour wasn't involved in that. Are you still there? He's gone. No, Brind'Amour wasn't involved. I got Brind'Amour from the Blues, I believe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And we know where Brind'Amour went when he left because he went on to captain a cup team.
That is correct. All right, so we're coming down the home stretch. We still have calls. No sound up today, so your calls are next in General Knowledge Wednesday. Still a couple roses to give away after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Alright, 5:45 as we tighten up. Bob Gibbons follows me right here on 97.5 The Fanatic on NBC Sports Philly. Philly's return to play special, followed by Sixers Raptors from last December. Alright, let's get the phones in and they go to Pat in Newark. Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike, how you and the gang doing?
What's up, Pat?
Okay, listen, I got a couple things, but they're kind of tied in. I would miss it greatly, but I think they should just not do sports at all until at least next year.
Well, that's not going to happen because they're going to try it at least.
Well, let me give you a prime example. I live in Newark, Delaware, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to open up things down here. Starting last week. So last week they had a parade in the city of Newark on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
They showed a picture. Luckily, I didn't go down in that area at that time. There was less than 15% of the people had masks on. They're walking around, no gloves, no masks, no nothing.
Yeah, that's not good. But here's the thing. There's going to be no fans at these games. So they're going to try to button it down as much as they can. The NBA and NHL are definitely going to play. Now, the NFL will definitely try to play, and you see baseball is resuming. So the only thing that may not play is college football. And we'll see because we're talking about kids now. But The other sports are going to play. They're not going to be any fans, but they're going to try to play.
Well, I don't think they're going to do it because well, I guess maybe they will. But like here in the state of Delaware, any high school contact sports are completely gone.
No, I get it, but they've already started the process on pro sports. Now, college is different. So we'll see these new stats that are going to come out.
Well, what I'm afraid is that all these pro sports are looking at the fact that in Europe, that they're all playing. But the problem is that, like your partner said, we're idiots.
Yeah, well, there's too much money at stake, first of all. So that's the lure, all right? And so there's no way they're not going to start it. Now, whether they finish it is another matter. All right, let me give you a general knowledge question. All right,
okay,
you a baseball guy?
A little bit.
All right, baseball home run champions by year. This guy, two straight years led the league in home runs. In 1993, he tied with Barry Bonds with 46 home runs. 1992, he led the league with 43. He was an outfielder for the Texas Rangers, a Latino outfielder, and he had a nickname because of his home run prowess.
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Oh, that's too bad. Because that would be Juan Gonzalez. He's kind of a forgotten man in baseball, isn't he?
Yeah. Did he get caught up in the steroids?
Probably did. I think he did.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. David in Roxborough. David, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. David.
Yo, Mike. Hi, Nat. How you guys doing?
What's up, Dave?
Well, my first point is Ben Simmons would absolutely clamp Larry Bird if they were playing today. Ben Simmons would clamp him and not break a sweat.
I agree with you. In fact, I was on with Anthony for a little bit, and he asked me that same question. Yes,
I don't even think Larry would have to work his you know what off to get on Ben. Mm-hmm. Ben would have been at the lowest field goal percentage against him as a defender in the whole NBA this year. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
might be the best defender in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But first off, I'm a little disappointed about the performance from the Frank Sinatra. I'm 26. I mean, I have Italian grandparents. He's like a god in the Italian community. I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, so, my family really wasn't a Frank family, but I'm aware of these famous song lyrics.
My grandparents had a shrine in their house. Like, they had, like, a huge Frank Sinatra mirror, tons of pictures.
See, my mom was a Pentecostal, and to her, Frank was a sinner.
Yeah, he wasn't the most morally sound guy out there.
Yeah. So she enrolled with Frank.
I don't think I'm a 3-for-4 guy. Like I don't follow hockey, but if I did, I would watch the Flyers. But I was so hyped for sports coming back. I was even hyped for watching the Flyers. I'm starting to think that it's going to start and stop. This thing is like a wave. Like we're getting the second wave, but like months before they even said we were going to get the second wave. And I don't know if we're going to be able to finish the season.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, man. This college thing frightens me. Now the pros are. They're taking the risk because there's money involved. All right, here's your general knowledge question.
The college thing.
This is U.S. history for dummies. Right. So there's a rose coming your way. All right, what war caused the death of 58,318 American soldiers in the 60s and 70s?
Vietnam.
That is correct. The Vietnam War. The 318. All right. Ron in Collingswood, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Ron.
Hey, Mike. Great show as always.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. I was just curious. I just heard Brett Brown's drop, and they say Ben Simmons is all healthy and ready to go. Do you think that's a wise idea, being thrown back into the NBA game that quickly?
Yes.
After being laid off for a long time?
They have really no choice, do they?
Right.
Yeah, he's been working out that whole time. So he's healthy. It's, you know, if he's healthy, listen, you got a season at stake here. You can actually try to win something. So you can't, you know, say it's not wise. If he's ready to go and he's healthy, boom, let's go.
Yeah, I'd just be afraid of him getting hurt again.
I'm not afraid. Players get hurt. You know, he's had all this time to work out, get it stronger. I think he's good.
All right, I'm on board then. Let's go. Go Sixers.
All right, man, here we go now with your question for a rose.
All right.
Titles in the lyrics, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, man.
All right. Here we go. Blank, 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 Chicago is.
My kind of town.
There you go. Whoa, I told you. It was foolproof.
It's a good one.
And now going into the last call, most likely. We have one rose
left.
The final rose.
No. The final rose.
Final rose. One rose left. Sean in Easton. What's up, Sean?
Yo, what's up? How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, really, really quick. I really miss your kitchen concierge, you know, the whole thing. What happened to that?
Yeah, the kitchen concierge. Well, he used to give the picks. I don't know. Maybe we'll return to the kitchen concierge. We're going to come back with he used to give you a recipe and a pick. So awesome. Maybe we come back with that.
All right, well, listen, I'm Penn State class of 2000. I don't want to hear about any of the college football being done. It's really sad to me because I live in Easton, and about 2.5 hours away, I get to like 2 or 3 games a year. You know, God, I would hate to see that, you know, like the whiteout and everything, you know, come to an end. But my real point is Ben Simmons, you know, that's great what Coach Brown said. But listen, that kid could play in any era, in my opinion. The kid could play in the 70s, 80s, 90s. It doesn't matter. That dude can play. You know what I mean? He can defend.
Oh, Ben?
It doesn't matter. He can dish.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We were talking about Larry Bird. Could Larry Bird play today?
Could Larry Bird play today?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. He could shoot. You know what I mean? Like, Kyle Korver and like, you know,
I agree. He was a great player. He could play in this era, but I just worry that his defensive ability in this kind of athletic league would suffer.
No, totally. Like, you know, a big viability to like any you know basketball team. Like, he can't defend, and his back was bad. You know what I mean? Yeah, you saw him laying on the floor during like the twilight of his career.
Yeah, well, he was done by then. All right, here's your general knowledge question. Last rose on the board. What religious group was famous for giving people flowers at airports? They really didn't give it. There you go. The Hare Krishnas is correct. They weren't giving you away. They wanted a little donation.
Yeah.
But all right. So we gave away all the roses. That's awesome. All right. Stay tuned because you got Devon Gibbons taking you through the evening here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And interesting. Philly's return to play special on NBC Sports Philadelphia. That should be very interesting. Followed by Sixers Raptors from December. All right. We'll roll it back to what? Ty going on vacation?
Yeah.
All right, Ty, have fun on your vacay.
You. Thank you.
All righty. It'll be Tunis tomorrow with us, with Natalie.
Yes.
And Booney. Everybody have a great rest of the night. Be safe. Talk to you tomorrow.